This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And our guest this morning, Dr. Caitlin Konacek from Dr. Randall's office in Roseburg. Dentist, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, I'm curious, how long have you been a dentist?
I've been a dentist for 3 years now.
And were you from this area originally? Or?
I'm from Arizona originally.
So what led you from Arizona, where I'm told it's much warmer right now, to the Umpqua Valley?
Well, Dr. Randall and I actually went to the same dental school, University of the Pacific in San Francisco. And so he is an alumni and so am I. So we connected that way.
And why did you want to be a dentist?
I started off as a dental assistant and just fell in love with the field. I liked helping people become more comfortable with a very uncomfortable situation.
And now it's interesting because I have heard periodically from other medical people that do that. They start out thinking, well, I'll do this, which is a little more simpler education-wise and all that. But then they get into it and they're like, no, I want to move over there.
Yeah.
I want to be in the bigger chair. Mm-hmm. What about the, what are some of the things you see as a dentist in terms of when people aren't able or choose not to have their dental care addressed?
Well, cost is definitely a huge factor depending on what is needed to be done. Dentistry and medical is a very tough field and very expensive for a lot of things. So that can be a huge barrier, as well as just kind of access to hours of office and getting off work and able to get into the appointments.
Now, you guys have something special coming up, a donated dental day for veterans. Talk about that program.
Yeah, on November 8th, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are offering free dental work for active military as well as veterans. It's all free, so just come on in, and well, we want you to call us on November 1st to make an appointment, and then we can set you up for about an hour-long appointment. We'll assess the mouth and kind of figure out what you need on that day.
Now, that's a pretty big investment for you guys.
Yeah, it's super fun, though. We definitely wake up tired the next morning.
So do you feel like you're kind of in a MASH unit while you're doing that?
Yeah. We're getting torn from one room to the next room, just all over the place.
But to see at the end of all of that, the impact on the lives of a number of people who haven't been able to get that addressed in a long time is probably really good.
Oh, totally worth it. 100%.
Now, what kinds of procedures do you do in the course of that?
Basically everything. Last year, we were doing a lot of fillings, extractions. We have cleanings. We have just kind of regular checkups. We were doing crowns. We did a couple root canals. So really, if you are in pain, our goal is to get you out of pain in that day.
And that's amazing, too, because some people put up with pain or which can cause other issues,
yes,
you know, and it's sort of a, can be kind of affect your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're maybe a lot of people, there are people that, you know, they don't tend to smile because they don't want you to see what their teeth look like because
exactly.
They can't afford to fix them.
Yes.
So that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So again, how do veterans get signed up for this?
So call our office on November 1st and just kind of talk to the ladies up front. They'll get as much information as they can from you and set you up with an appointment.
And what's the phone number over there?
It is 541-673-7437.
All right, Dr. Caitlin Konacek from Dr. Randall's office. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.